Get to hear from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, Happy New Year! We are coming to you live from the epicenter of all things greatness, all things goodness. And when you're thinking about pizza in Southern Arizona, let me tell you one thing, fellow foodies. There are a lot of great pizza joints across this community, and no one can question that. But were it not for the guy behind the place we're broadcasting from, there really wouldn't be a pizza community. So we are taking a little bit of time to sit back, to take a breath, and to honor one of Tucson's true pizza pioneers. We're broadcasting live from Tino's Pizza, 6610 East Tanqueverty Road. We are just west of Kolb. Come on down. You know, the U of A game is going to be starting in just a little bit over an hour. They got the Pac-12 Network here. I just pulled up a beer. We're going to be sinking our teeth into some serious pizza. So come on out here. The party is just getting started. It's a major pizza party. Tino's Pizza, Tanqueverty, just a stone's throw west of Kolb. Now, when we scan the landscape of our celebrity co-hosts network from week after week, we have a lot of great sophisticated palates to choose from to occupy the coveted celebrity co-host seat. But I brought a guy on here today. He hasn't been on the show for a while. And when you're thinking about New Year and fresh news and food news and booze news, there's a guy behind all of that. He's one of the managing partners of 520 Eats. And his name is Jamie Rice. Jamie, how you doing, brother?
Hey,
good to see you.
Doing great. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Tino's Pizza, man.
Yeah, I love it here. Thank you.
And let's just get this show started in the fanfare that it deserves. We are going to hoist one of the many craft beers that Dino Chonis has on tap here at Tino's Pizza. I have chosen a Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA, which is it's a big citrus-forward IPA. What are you choosing to drink tonight?
Great minds think alike. I have the exact same thing.
You do?
Yes,
all right, salute, brother. All right, so happy 2016. Oh, that is good. And I love the glassware.
Yeah.
I love the atmosphere. This is like old school pizza. However, pizza that is probably more relevant now than it's been in the 30 years since they've been around. This place is iconic.
Yeah, it's great. And I know right when we walked in, you know, just that smell that hits you.
Totally.
You know you're somewhere good. And I can't capture it, but it's a little bit of the cheese and the peppers in the air and the garlic, of course.
Yeah, it's just like it's just a great pizza, like a slice of pizza history right here at Tino's. Now, last time you were on the show, we were slurping some ramen downtown.
We were, yeah.
At Oban. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, that was great. Talk about two different continents now.
Yeah, seriously, now, Oban was one of our top food stories of the year. Of course, I want all of our listeners to go to Inside Tucson Business. This week's edition chronicles what I wrote about all year long and ranks the top 10 food and beverage stories by reader engagement, by online activity. When you're taking a look back at 2015 and what a great year it is on the culinary and cocktail scene, what comes to mind in terms of some of those big headlines?
It was. Oban was a great opening. There was a lot of great openings last year for restaurants. You know, Tucson is kind of thriving and evolving, and I can't wait to see what this year brings. You know, there were some sad closings with Contigo, but now we've all heard in 2016 they will be reopening, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, you know, there's that kind of Latin American kitchen that is going to be opening up in the old Poppy Kitchen space.
Yep.
At the Westin La Paloma.
Yeah.
So fans of Deborah Tinino and her whole crew at Contigo, the chorizo stuffed dates wrapped in bacon in the little mini cast iron skillet, I say absolutely welcome back, Deborah.
Yeah, she still won't give me the recipe. I keep prodding her for that one.
Yeah, good luck, right?
Yeah, but downtown, and I like to see, you know, there's a lot of things happening other than downtown, and it's great. We've all been waiting years and years and years for downtown to be what it is today.
Right.
But I like to see things happening outside of downtown as well, because not all of us are down there all the time.
Yeah.
And Tucson's a big city, so it's been a very exciting year, and I'm very excited for what's to come.
So where has your palate been taking you on the food and beverage scene? What have you discovered lately, or where have you been hanging out these days?
You know, I'm kind of all over the place. The Asian food, of course. Za'atar is one of my kind of new favorites over there with kind of the Middle Eastern things they're doing. And even, you know, normal Union I'm at quite a bit, and, you know, which is known as kind of a gastro pub and cheeseburgers and things like that.
Right.
But they're taking their flavors to other countries, so to speak. They do a ramen bowl and things that aren't so typical of of a gastropub,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
So kind of these international flavors, and we're sitting in an Italian restaurant, which is an international flavor as well.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm excited about, is kind of getting outside of the comfort zone of what most people associate with Tucson. And, of course, we just got the gastronomy recognition from
the United Nations,
which is huge.
It's,
you know,
huge.
It's a big deal for us.
Yeah, the only city of gastronomy in all of the United States, so says UNESCO, the cultural organization sanctioned by the United Nations. One of the things that you and I have known for a long time, Tucson is a major food town, but now we're getting international recognition. That's something to be seriously proud about.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
So 520 Eats. Let me just make a New Year's resolution right now. I want to sit down with you and your managing partner Chris Sampson and do more eating and drinking together in 2016.
That's a deal.
Can we pledge right now,
sure,
at Tino's Pizza, and let's start the whole journey here. We're actually going to be sinking our teeth into some great pies here a little bit later on in the show. So this is kind of an historic milestone that we're actually dedicating ourselves to eating and drinking more together this year.
That's a resolution I think I can keep.
I'm all over that. So give our listeners a sense of what 520 Eats is all about and what kind of things are you guys looking to do in the coming year.
So we've been going strong. We took a little bit of a hiatus, kind of the end of the year, you know, as most people did with the holidays and the craziness that surrounds all of that. But we've got some exciting things happening for 2016. We want to do a lot more instructional videos, chef videos.
Oh, cool.
Things like that. We've got a lot of friends in the brewing community, the local brewing community, so we want to get a little more hands-on with that. We want to kind of take our readers and viewers, I guess, into more of a how-to and thinking outside of the box. And, of course, there'll be the announcements, what's opening, what's closing, and exclusive things like that. But we'd like to – I think our focus this year is going to be a little more on instructional and how-to and how to get out – and instead of just being an observer, being someone who can do these things at home.
I think I'm really happy you brought that up, because I ran into John Atkinson a couple days ago, down at Red's smoke room, or smokehouse and tap room.
Which is excellent, by the way.
Which is fantastic. C.J. Ham and Romero Scavo have really built a great ode to the Sonoran influences of barbecue. Barbecue meets the borderlands, as I say, down at Red's.
Well, and speaking of pizza, I kind of elbowed Romero, and we'd worked together. I had a barbecue catering company once upon a time, and one of the things I used to do was barbecue pizzas. So we've been talking about that. So keep an eye on them. He may be doing a barbecue pizza, since we're talking about all things pizza this week. So keep an eye out for that.
We'll check it out. John Atkinson was reminding me that you guys did a video with him. He came out with this great pumpkin slice brew right around the holidays.
Yeah.
And you guys took like a video crew, did the whole journey down to Apple Annie's where he gets his pumpkin. I mean, this isn't pumpkin extract in his beer. It's fresh pumpkin. And you have a soundtrack. And it was like you watched the whole process of harvesting the pumpkins and making the mash and making the beer. And that is kind of an example of what you want to do with 520 Eats next year. Lots of video interactive stuff, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We kind of did a collaboration with him, you know, and I'd known him for a while, so we were trying to figure out something we could do together that would benefit us both. And I got to give Chris Sampson props for all the video editing and stuff. That is not my realm, certainly.
He's right here. Now, you've made him blush. He's blushing. He's blushing. He's
it
almost the color of that beer that he's drinking, that Deschutes. Is that now, Chris, is that a Deschutes fresh squeezed as well? I got some IPA heads in the house, some hop heads, man. They're all happy here at Tino's. But 520 Eats, where can people find you online?
520eats.com, of course. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are currently looking for writers or videographers or any kind of talented people. So if anybody's interested in contributing, please send an email to info@520eats. We're trying to, like I said, change things a little bit for the new year and get a little more involved in doing videos and maybe cartoons and how-tos and a lot of stuff like that. So we're going to need some help. So if you're interested, you're a burgeoning writer, videographer, et cetera, and you like to eat and drink, and typically for free.
I love it. You know, I've called 520 Eats a digital diary of deliciousness.
Yeah, I love
every
that.
Every time I see your website or every time I see you on Instagram, there's always this wonderful imagery that you bring to bear that begins to salivate. You know, we all start salivating. Imagery tells the story of food and beverage almost like the actual experience does. So anyway, Jamie Rice, a managing partner with
520-EATS. Go to 520EATS.com. Get to know Jamie and Chris and the entire team. And I tell you what, this is the beginning of a journey that we're all going to be taking together. And we are starting it live from this weekend's broadcast from Tino's Pizza. Again, 6610 East Tancredi Road, just a stone's throw west of Cole. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Jamie, it's about the whiskey and it's about the donuts. And for people that have no idea what I'm talking about, you're going to have to stick around because Cade Mislinski is going to tell the story, and you don't want to miss one sip or one bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We will be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. We are broadcasting live from Tino's Pizza, 6610 East Tancredi Road. Again, just a little bit west or south if you're my wife. My wife says it's south, Jamie. You know, you're driving west. Right? You're just driving west on Tancredi.
That's right.
You get to sort of that Kolb Grant, you know, where the dinosaur McDonald's is. I just had McDonald's on this show.
Uh-oh. Maybe they'll send you a check.
It's a local show.
maybe they will.
And you continue to head west, and there's Tino's right there on the west side of the street. So anyway, you can't miss it. Like Jamie Rice from 520 Eats says, follow your nose. This place, the moment you walk in the door, it just has this almost like taking you back to the kind of pizza places that you grew up with, right?
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
John Farlow, one of our celebrity co-hosts from time to time, actually says he saw we were going to be broadcasting live from Tino's, and he sent me a note. He says this is the kind of a day when he still wishes he lived on the east side because he thinks Tino's is some of the best pie in Tucson. In fact, he used to live over there by Jonathan's Cork. He said he was here at least once a week, and he remembers those old days of growing up where pizza places were like Tino's. And sadly, you know, there are few places left around that still have the atmosphere that Tino's has said yes to, and the community has responded so well over the last 30 years or so. There is a place for this great kind of old school pizza place like Tino's, but as I said before the break, it's an old school philosophy that has never been more relevant than it is today.
It is, yeah, and we're gourmets, you know, and everybody likes all the new fangled things, but it's very comforting to walk into a place that A, embraces the community as much as the community embraces it. You know, we're sitting in the room now, and I'm looking at Wildcat stuff going back to 1986, and you can tell they've been here for a long time. They're part of the neighborhood here. They're part of Tucson, And it's really warms my heart to see someone who can do so well for 30 years in this town, because it is not an easy business, and especially a pizza. You know, pizza in general, there's a lot of competition. It seems like there's one opening
right
every day right down the street that's trying to do this, that, or the other. So they've obviously got a great product that Tucson has embraced, and they've embraced Tucson back, and that's a recipe for success.
And all you got to do is go to Tino's Pizza on Instagram and just to begin to go through the gallery of these images, and you will know right away this is the kind of pizza that we're talking about. I mean, it is a feast for the eyes as it is for the nose, as it is for the palate. It's sort of this surround sound experience that you're getting, taking you back to your childhood, but making you grateful that you're alive and well right here in Tucson. Anyway, Cade Mislinski is a guy who has done some interesting things downtown over the years, and he did something just a few days ago that has us all sort of saying, what in the world is Cade doing? And here to tell the story about how in the world you marry whiskey and donuts is our brother Cade Mislinski. Cade, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, man. We're at Tino's Pizza. We're drinking some brews. We're about ready to dive into some great pies. Wishing you were here, but you're probably downtown on Congress Street right now, huh?
We are. We're getting ready for our first second Saturday. Just got 30 dozen donuts ready for everybody to try, and it's been a crazy 6 days. We just sold about 400 dozen so far.
Okay, so you've only been open a few days. The last picture I saw at this place called Batch, B-A-T-C-H, Batch, you had a line out the door. And is it because you have found a reason to marry whiskey and donuts together? Is that what people are saying yes to, Cade?
I want to say that it's you know what, Matt? The response has been 100 times more than I thought. I just wanted to put two fun things together, two things that people have loved over the years. And it's been crazy. Three letters, you know, people are saying to us is Y-U-M. That's great.
So where did this whole idea come from? I mean, I love me a good whiskey. Here, honey, I'm telling my wife to plug her ears. Plug her ears. Plug your ears. And I love donuts. All right, go ahead. So I love whiskey and I love donuts. How in the world did it come to you to bring these two things together on a menu?
You know, it was one of those things where I started thinking about it in 2007, where, you know, I went to Voodoo for my first time, and then I started researching places and talking to people, and then I was going to take over a Chinese restaurant, and they had these big woks, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make donuts out of those big woks, you know, put the oil, because, you know, the oil temperature stays great in the wok and that kind of thing, and so, okay, I'm going to do donuts. So then I really got serious about how to make them and whatnot, and then, you know, years go by, we did other concepts that were a little more, you know, diner-ish kind of things, and like, you know, downtown is kind of saturated with lots of great ideas, so you need to find something that no one's doing. And there's no donut store downtown, and I didn't really want to do craft cocktails because I think all the guys down here are doing a great job, and I don't want to compete, you know what I mean? I want to do my own thing. You know me.
Right. I like doing my own thing. Of course. Well, I'll tell you, you're doing your own thing. I mean, I challenge anybody to find another whiskey and donuts place down on Congress Street downtown. Now, when we think about whiskey...
There's about six of us in the country that are doing it. In reality, I didn't really think about literally pairing them together until I started realizing that chocolate really pairs well with whiskeys, and then maple, and then bacon, and then all the stuff that you can do. So the donut's not really the end product. It's part of the experience that you get at Batch.
It's the vessel, right?
It's the vessel.
What you want to do. So we got a beer and a donut special. We got a coffee and a donut special. We're going to have flights. One of my favorite. I didn't even know I was a whiskey drinker until 2 weeks ago. So,
and you've got some great rare small batch whiskeys that are continuing to come in. It looks like on a daily basis. Now, I've taken some time to do some of my own pairings. So, Cade, indulge me. I think a Bavarian cream and a bourbon would go lovely together.
Perhaps they do.
Jellyfin and
then
Jameson.
You can put a creme brulee. You glaze the top with a torch, and it's just great. That caramelization comes out and really matches well with the bourbon.
Gorgeous. Well, I think Jellyfield and Jameson are a natural. I'll
try that one for you today. You got to come in tomorrow.
Sprinkles and Sazerac, Cade. I mean, come on.
You're right.
And then what's better than red velvet and rye? I mean, come on. The opportunities are limitless, brother.
Can you fit the spicy whiskey in your rye
can pair up with the sweetness, and that's kind of where we're going with. I want to be the first in Arizona to do grilled cheese donuts.
Oh my gosh.
So we're taking that sharp cheddar, you know, that really sharp cheddar, and putting it with the sweetness. Taking a glazed donut, flipping it inside, inverting it, and putting on a panini crust, adding bacon and jalapenos.
Gorgeous.
We're doing burgers with them at the other places. So there's so much you can do with the donuts. We're doing French toast donuts. You got to try that. And then we're doing a Monte Cristo. It's limitless. It really is. You can do crazy stuff with donuts.
Jamie Rice wants to know if you can put the shot glass in the donut hole.
I think that's his special.
If you do that, will you name that after me?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Yeah, if you do that, will you name that after me? A donut with a shot right in the middle.
Cade, we have about 30 seconds left. Tell everybody exactly where you're located and how they can learn more about you online.
Well, great. They can go right to www.batchtucson.com. Our Facebook page is where all the action's kind of going. We're throwing specials up there all the time. We're at 118 East Congress. And then Matt and Jamie, we're going to do our expanded hours starting on Monday. So we're going to be 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then till 2 a.m. on Friday, Saturday.
Can I get a brunch menu?
And we're really grilled cheeses, too. So
and you,
put
you
that
open
in
at
the
7 a.m. Can I get a small batch bourbon at 7 in the morning, Cade?
Of course you can.
It's 6 in the morning if you want. I'll be making the coffee, and I'm making, you know. When it says time to make the donuts, it really is.
Love it.
So we make small batches throughout the day, so they're fresh all day.
Well, keep it hot and fresh for us down at Batch. Cade Mislinski, thanks for everything you continue to do. There is certainly no limit to your creativity. We're looking forward to seeing you downtown this weekend.
All right, thanks, Matt. Thanks, Jamie. Bye,
we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to begin to tell the tale. We're going to tell the Tino's Pizza story, and we're going to hear from the guy who has been with it since its very first day more than 30 years ago. Dino Jonas is in the house, fellow foodies. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick around. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Arizona Room at the lovely Tito's Pizza, 6610 East Tankerville Road, just west of Kolb, not south, honey. My wife says it's south of Kolb. I don't know how. Can you get south of Kolb?
My wife's bad at directions.
It's okay. Here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the managing partner, one of the managing partners behind 520 Eats. My friend Jamie Rice. Jamie, welcome back.
Hey.
Having a great time, man. I love the idea of putting a shot glass of whiskey in a donut hole and calling it your own. What are we going to call that? You said it has to be named after you. What's the right phrase or term or word? Now, remember, it's a family show, Jamie.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing that first comes to mind is not safe for the radio. So.
Okay. To be continued.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we are celebrating really legacy, frankly. I mean, when you're thinking about pizza in this community, as we said, there are a few people that can legitimately call themselves, and he's probably a little bit humble to call himself this, but I'm going to do it. He's a pizza pioneer.
Yep.
And here to tell the story about a guy whose roots are right here at this great pizzeria here on Tankerville is the proprietor himself and one of Old Pueblo's pizza pioneers, Dino Jonas is in the house. Dude,
thanks,
how you doing, man?
Very good. Nice to see you guys.
It's just so much fun to be here.
Thank you.
Here we are at the Arizona Room. We've got ESPN on the TV now. You got Pac-12 here, right?
Pac-12.
Arizona game on today.
Coming up later.
5 o'clock. We got a ton of beers on tap. We got great pies coming out of the oven. We got sports here. I got my Arizona sweatshirt on. I mean, I'm ready to go.
We got an Arizona Wildcat pizza coming out just to honor the cats and some other samples. We'll be having some good stuff.
So much fun. Now, the first question I asked you, because obviously I've been coming to Tino's for years, and I did not know that you were the original owner. I thought you sort of bought Tino's like, you know, 10, 12 years ago. You opened Tino's Pizza in November of 1984.
I did.
Wow.
I just got started. I was in here making pizza. I knew how to work, and we just kind of ran with it, and it developed into a great situation. And
were you like 13 when you opened this?
14 and a half.
So, Jamie, what were you doing in November of 1984?
I was like 6 or 7.
You know what? Let's go around the table. Why don't we do that? All right, we got a 10-year-old in 1984. My daughter wasn't alive. Tyler's got his mouth full of pizza. Anyway,
we're already getting started.
I was a senior at Saguaro High School in November of 1984, and you opened a pizza place. What did you want Tino's to be in this community when you first set sail?
We just wanted to provide a great pizza for the community. We've been supported by the community so great for all these years, and we're thankful. We got great customers. We've employed so many kids from the area and the community, and we're just thankful for the support and the 30 years of great success.
Cool. And you've seen kind of the rise and fall of Restaurant Row, which is, you know, Tango Verde, which back in the day was
rocking.
The spot to be.
Yep. We're hoping for some of that to come back. There's rumors, and we're looking for some new things to happen out east.
It should be nice, right? I mean, we all have memories. You know, Jonathan's used to say at the top of Restaurant Row.
Yeah.
And you work your way down, and it was just dotted with all these great classic, can we say local?
Local.
Local is the spirit that drives Tino's, and it's that the days of yesteryear. But I'm in for sort of rebuilding and reimagining what Restaurant Row can be. This is such a great strip for people that love good food.
Definitely so.
30 years, though. I mean, what does it take? I mean, pizza places open and shut down. As Jamie said, we've lost some great restaurants in 2015. You know, against the odds, a restaurant in this community for 31 years now?
Yeah, just over 30.
What's the secret there?
Showing up every day, being consistent, and just doing the best you can and working hard.
Right.
It's worked out. You know?
So what is sort of the favorite moment? So you opened in November of 1984. Here we are in January of 2016. And as Jamie said, you haven't aged a day.
Oh.
You know, I'll have what he's having, whatever it is.
Extra cheese.
Yeah, pizza every day.
Hey, it's the pizza diet. Why not? Take it
starting
from Tino. Is there like one or two kind of memories that kind of are manifestations of the pride that you have in Tino's? Is there a particular opportunity that you've come across, or is there something that just gave you that affirmation that you're doing the right thing time after time and year after year?
I think every week just seeing families come in and seeing them grow and bringing their kids, and now their kids are bringing their kids. And all the employees we've had over the years that have helped us with the restaurant, coming back after college or after they've been married and stopping in, the gratification of that has been really rewarding.
I love that. And, you know, every time you do come into Tino's, it really is kind of this family-friendly, family atmosphere. And now, are you serious? Do you see people that used to come in, say, 20 years ago are now bringing their kids and now, dare I say, grandkids?
Definitely. Yep, still coming in.
And now you actually said something to me before the break. That you have a grandson,
yes.
Which by itself is a shock to me. I mean, you actually have a grandson who actually works here.
Yes, he started as
now,
a young man.
Are there child labor laws that we have to be worried about? Or?
A little bit. I kept him under 12 hours when he was little. But
he's 20.
He's 20. He's pretty much helped me run the place now. He's going to be making our food today. Wonderful young man, David.
He has a 20-year-old grandson.
That's insane.
He's killing it. He loves it. And all my kids worked here coming up just to understand how it is to get in the job place and gone on to be successful on their own. And he's doing a great job.
I love it. We're talking to Dino Chonas. He is the proprietor and one of the old Pueblo's pizza pioneers. My engineer always worries when I do a lot of popping because I don't like this stuff. Anyway, do you remember the very first pizza you made here? The very first pizza you made and sold in November of 1984.
It probably had pepperoni on it, I'm thinking.
Now, why is that?
It's the most popular thing.
Today, even today, pepperoni still trends on the pizza.
Definitely does.
Why do you think that is?
It's just a traditional great flavor that works great with the cheese and everything. It's delicious.
You got to go onto our Instagram page. You guys do this really cool heart-shaped pizza. Do you do that on Valentine's Day?
Yep, make them all.
If you want to see the important role that pepperoni plays on a pizza, go look at this picture because it's just the way you have the little char, crisp pepperoni on that gorgeous pie. That's the way, to me, pepperoni and sausage, That's heaven.
That's where it's at.
What about anchovies? Are there any anchovies fans in this community?
I still got a couple guys that come in and they want it, and we're here for them.
So you know, we got another Dino here, by the way.
All right,
he likes anchovies. You know, I'm an anchovy guy. You know, I thought the world was against us, Dino.
No, it's still a tradition. We got a couple guys that come in just for that purpose.
Right on. Well, you know what? The purpose continues here at Tino's Pizza. We're going to take another quick commercial break. I thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, Dino Chonis is going to stick around. We're actually going to walk through this menu and make you salivate a little bit, almost like you're going to be running to Tanca Verde Road just west of Kolb. Continuing the conversation here for our live broadcast from Tino's Pizza. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour. We are broadcasting from Tino's Pizza, 6610 East Tanca Verde Road, on the other side, on the west side, on the south side of Kolb, here with our celebrity co-host from 520 Eats, and you can find him at 520eats.com and 520 Eats on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere else. Jamie Rice, having a good time, making his way through that Deschutes freshly squeezed IPA like a madman. Doing us proud, brother. Is that your second?
It's my first here.
It's your first here. Anyway, back here with Dino Chonis, the proprietor here. Now, Dino, you actually helped us to answer the directional challenge we were having with everybody saying, well, it's west of Kolb, it's south of Kolb. Tino's Pizza is at 6610 East Tanca Verde Road.
Correct. And I would say it's across from Trail Dust Town.
Across from Trail Dust Town. It's that easy. But anyway, we talked about the history of this great pizza place spanning more than 30 years, some of your favorite memories of the place, how you got started, the fact that you have a grandson who's in the kitchen cooking. And I every time I come here, I'm reminded about why I began to love pizza in the first place as a little kid and how I just totally love it now. I love your style. I love your attitude. I love your spirit. Let's talk a little bit about the pizza itself, because without pizza, there'd be no Tino's Pizza.
Right.
When you're thinking about pizza, you sort of have, I think, these geographic familiarities. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what a New York pizza is, I think, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Everybody has in mind what a Chicago pizza is, especially our friend Roger Hathorn, who's here, who knows a Chicago pizza, unlike none other. Does the Tino's Pizza style fall anywhere in between Chicago and New York? Does it sway towards one or the other, or is it completely different?
I'd say it sways a little bit towards the New York-style pizza. It's hand-tossed, traditional, not too thick, not too thin. But we accommodate people whatever they want, or real thin, thick, whatever they want to do. Just a good crust, awesome tomato sauce, good mozzarella, and just straight-up pizza.
So when you say hand-tossed, that actually is not put into a machine made by the hand toss company.
No.
You know, we got all kinds of celebrities here. Tom Eve, Rotary Tom, as they call him.
My car has a GPS in it. follows you wherever you
His
are.
Car has a GPS and he follows me. Oh, I'm sorry. My condolences to your car. anyway, you really do, when you say hand-tossed.
Yeah, each pie is made from scratch. We bring it out, open up the dough, stretch it out, hand-toss it, and build each one to order.
Now, you say you can do special requests. So if someone comes in and they want it uber thin,
yep,
you
no
can
problem.
Roll out a crust as thin as thin can be.
Paper thin.
Is thin still popular
We
these
get
days?
A lot. Yeah, we get a lot. Then some people like it thick. We've got, you know, some people that like no cheese, just all veggies, whatever. We try to accommodate everybody for whatever their needs are.
It's funny, John Farlow, I was mentioning him a little bit earlier in the show. He was your once-a-week guy here for many, many years. He says that Tino's is one of the few places that knows how to do pizza veggies. What do you think he means by that?
Well, you know, we try to use the freshest stuff we can get and just put it on, you know, make sure it's all good and it all works.
And anybody that knows John Farlow, yes, indeed, he does eat vegetables. I mean, that might be breaking news right here.
Vegetables on a pizza.
So when we're thinking about the perfect pizza, you know, everybody says it's all about the crust. Some people say, well, you know what? If you miss the sauce, you're done. You know, I was talking to Jamie a little bit about, earlier before the show started about the role that the Mott's plays. You know, there's part skim, there's whole milk. It's all about the cheese. What does it take to kick out the perfect pie?
I think all three of those are very important.
Yep.
We try to do a great crust, make it crispy, bake it up nice. The tomatoes got to be a high quality. We've stuck with the same products the whole time. We've tried to just stay very consistent with our quality, top notch, and just do the best we can and just keep it simple but really good.
Now, how many pizzas do you have on the menu? You've got the whole sort of ingredient list where people can kind of make their own pizza. But you've got some kind of cool, you know, packaged pizzas where you have come up with these really super cool ingredients. How many pizzas are on the menu?
Oh, there's about 12 or so, and then it's a build your own also. But we have the Dimitri special, which is one my son came up with. That's awesome. We're going to sample that one today. The Greek pizza is amazing. We're going to do the Wildcat. We'll taste that. The Victor pizza after my grandson is really good. It's got chorizo, green chili, and feta cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. And we also do a chicken pesto, and our works is very popular.
What I like when I look at the menu is you come into a place with this with expectations, and all the classics are here. You've got the chicken parmesan. You've got a pepperoni pizza. You've got, you know, things you would expect to be here. But then, you know, for the more adventurous types, you've got the Dimitri. You've got the one I'm looking at here, the Victor that's got chorizo, green chilies, and feta cheese. You know, it's something that I wouldn't, walking through the door, imagine would be here, but it's certainly something that piques my interest. The barbecue chicken, the Wildcat, you know, with bacon and green chili. So you get a little bit of everything. While they're still holding on to the roots of being a classic pizza place, you can still have some fun with it.
Now, how are you rotating different kinds of pizza recipes? Do you have like an archive of about 3 dozen that you rotate in and out? I mean, of course, Jamie wants a donut and a whiskey named after him.
Or in the breakfast pizzas.
I'm expecting a pizza named after me.
We can do one of those.
So now, when you're thinking about you and I have known each other for a bit here. When you're thinking about making a Russell pizza, what's going on that pizza?
You know, I'm
a shot of whiskey, right?
A shot of whiskey.
Or if pizza's big enough, you could put a pint of beer in the middle
right
of it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking some pepperoni and smoked ham, some great sausage, a lot of garlic.
Oh,
and
he knows me.
Some grated Pecorino Romano and just...
Oh, my gosh. Can we get a Big Mo of that, please? speaking of the Big Mo is as iconic of an experience as Tino's is in this community. Now, for people in our listening audience that have never heard of a Big Mo, and if they have never heard of the Big Mo, I can guarantee you they've never been to Tino's Pizza. What is the Big Mo, Dino?
The Big Mo, that's our 20-inch family pizza, named after my daughter, who's about 5'2", Big Mo.
Yeah, when you told me that, you didn't tell me the 5'2" part, and I was like, oh, boy, you're in trouble. And now it makes sense.
But we use that for the larger parties or caterings and things like that.
Now, can you actually send a 20-inch pizza out the door?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Do you have a box for one of those?
Oh, yeah. It's not too bad.
And how many of those bad boys are you kicking out of here on a weekly basis?
Several.
Several Big Mos. Now, you party cut those. You can do it to
we
order. Do,
yeah,
you
standard
do it.
Is a square party cut. People, want if they want it sliced, normal, we do whatever on request.
Right. So outside of the pizza, and of course, pizza anchors the Tino's experience. And I said Tito's, too. You have Tito's vodka here? No, you don't.
Not yet.
Pizza is sort of the anchor of the experience. But, you know, as Jamie said, you know, you open up the menu, and you're looking at wings, you're looking at sandwiches, you're looking at salads. I mean, there's something for everybody here.
Definitely so. And we do a great lunch business. We do pizza by the slice for lunch, salads. We've got some great hot and cold sandwiches. We make our homemade meatballs in-house, things like that. So, and the garlic knots are a great treat. So we got it covered pretty good.
You make your own meatballs?
Yes.
Wow. So isn't it easier just to sort of cut corners and
go to Costco?
And
yeah, but what fun would that be?
Exactly. So you go the extra step to make your own meatballs.
Correct.
Are you doing like a meatball sub? Or
meatball sub is amazing. We do side of meatballs with Parmesan and stuff. But yeah, the sandwich is wonderful.
Okay, I'm a wing guy. You know, my father hails from the Buffalo, New York area. I grew up on wings. I've been to the Anchor Bar and I've been to Duff's, and there's a long time battle between Anchor and Duff's. So we love us a good wing. And my wife was actually captivated when she saw on the menu that you don't deep fry your wings here.
Yes, we bake our wings.
All the wings are baked. Did you hear that, honey? She's a personal trainer. She's got her thumbs up.
Yep.
And when Nancy has her thumbs up, all is well with the world.
I think.
You know? Let me just say,
it's a little bit different, but I think they're wonderful. We do a variety of flavors.
Oh, there you go. Some wings right here, just arrived. Okay, so talk a little bit about your wings. You do a couple of different flavors.
We do like a Tino's buffalo style sauce, barbecue, spicy barbecue, a garlic butter Parmesan. We even do a sriracha wing if someone so desires.
And I'm looking at these, and typically I don't like baked wings because they tend to be kind of mushy and you know, not crispy. Mm-hmm. But these
get crispy.
Yeah,
nice.
You must have a really hot oven because these have a nice crisp and a nice char on them. It's almost like they're thrown on the grill or barbecue. They look really good.
They're pretty cool. We enjoy those. They're nice.
So
we sell a lot of those.
What was behind the decision to go baked? Because, you know, sometimes there are restaurants that they're always going to do deep fried. If you ask for them baked, it's a special order, and then they get that weird look, and I don't like that look.
Right.
And I never get that look here at Tino's. So what was it about behind the decision to go baked on the wings from day one?
Just a little something different to offer people that maybe are health conscious, but just they're delicious. Like they're kind of like you said, they're grilled. They're not breaded. They're, you know, and they're not deep fried. So
these are healthy.
Okay.
Negative calories, right?
If you say so.
Okay. I think so.
Take it from 520 Eats themselves. Yes, the wings are healthy at Tino's Pizza. And so, you know, as I say, we always come into Tino's, dine in. I love hanging out in the Arizona room. You know, you get these great lineup of craft beers, some local Arizona beers, which is always great to see.
Definitely.
You know, Tino's is a local establishment. You support local purveyors, local breweries, which is great. But if you want to have that Tino's experience, I was sharing with you before we went on the air, my office used to be about 3 miles up the street. We used to, you know, actually have catered stuff. You actually do. You provide the Tino's experience to people without them having to come to Tino's.
Yeah, we can definitely cater. We'll do a wide array of things and accommodate people whatever they need for a breakfast type thing or a lunch. We also do our breakfast pizza, which is an amazing thing that we've been featuring in the last couple years, and it's a great alternative to like bagels and donuts in the morning for an office meeting or a catering. And those have been very successful.
That's great. And then what about delivery? I know sometimes delivery can be a little, you know, you really want people to come in, and I get that. But delivery in today's day, you got to give the people what they want. Do you have a delivery business here?
We always have. We still do. We do dine-in, pickup, and delivery. And we just, you know, once you start, you know, everybody expects it.
Do you have the license where you can deliver beer to people?
We do, yeah.
You do?
Yes.
So you can deliver beer and pizza.
We're going to take on a new line of beers.
Possibly during the game today. You
possibly.
Can do that.
Definitely.
All right. Okay.
Do you deliver draft beer? It'd be kind of fun. Driver's got it between his legs.
We got a golf cart with a tap on the back.
So now, is there like a zone for delivery?
It's about a 5-6 mile radius.
That's pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of health, the wings are healthy as much as the delivery of
is. But it's fun to come on in and dine in, and you know, people hang out, see families. They start to know each other. They all visit. It's pretty cool.
What about people that want to get in touch with you to explore kind of a catering project, to sit down with you and say, you know, I got a big party, and I don't know, what's the biggest party you can cater? I
mean, well, we can do whatever. I did something like 150 pizzas recently at
150 pizzas?
Yeah.
I didn't say 150 people.
No, but no, whatever.
150 pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do whatever. So we'll accommodate. They can reach me here at the shop. They can just call here and ask for Dino, and we can set something up. I'll meet with them, discuss what their needs might be, and we'll take care of them.
How popular are the deli sandwiches here? Because I'm looking down the list. You got a cold cut combo, Southwest roast beef, Genoa salami, turkey breast. I mean, you're hitting on all the – you're firing on all cylinders here. I bet you got a great deli business here.
Yeah, we got great sandwiches, the hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches. We've got the Greek salad. The Italian chef's really great. So we got a good array of variety for folks.
I want to remind all of our listeners that Dino Achonis and his charity is going to be providing one of you the opportunity to come into Tino's and enjoy it for your yourself. You can actually get your picture taken with Dino, because guess what? He never goes home. You never do. Do you live outside of Tino's,
by the way? A little bit.
Is there a cot somewhere
There's
back
no
here?
Shower here, so it forces me to go home.
There's no shower, and your guests are grateful, Dino. But you're going to be giving away a gift card to one of our listeners who has the right answer to the trivia question. So stick around. We're going to be doing a trivia question a little bit later on in the show, and the first person to send us a note with the right answer is going to be treated to a Tino's experience. And I don't know if they should begin with the wings and then move to the pizzas or go to the eggplant or go back to the meatballs. I mean, the world is just a blank canvas when you come in at Tino's. Listen for the trivia question. So the time has come, and I should say, Jamie Rice, you've shown remarkable restraint by not diving in to the food that has been placed before you. But anyway, so we've not yet begun our tasting journey. Where would you suggest, Dino Chonas, that we start our path here?
Well, I think in honor of the Wildcats and their game today, we could start with that.
Let's do it. All right, what do we got going on this Wildcat pizza?
That is our pepperoni, bacon, and green chili.
Pepperoni, bacon, and green chili,
yep.
Jamie Rice. Okay, so you know, the first thing that we do, now see, my wife grabs a piece of pizza. Buy your own show, for crying out loud. First thing, we can't take a bite without just looking, inspecting the pizza. And the crust for us, after we sort of gaze atop the to make sure that the ingredients are lovingly and intentionally placed, we take a look at the crust. The crust, to us, is where the journey begins. So I love the fact that this is that hand-tossed crust that you talked about, not too thin, not too thick, just right in the middle, and it's got this beautiful buoyancy to it almost.
Nice brown.
Jamie's already
bottom.
On a second piece, so I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to begin to enjoy this Wildcat pizza with Bear Down Spirit, because we've got some work to do. U of A is going to take down the, I think we're playing the Trojans today. But anyway, what do you think of that pie, Jamie?
I think it's great, and especially this one has a lot of toppings, and I've worked at several pizza places in my long, illustrious career. And what a lot of places tend to do is just pile too much stuff on to where it just becomes a soggy mess. And there's an art to topping a pizza with a lot of things to make all those flavors kind of combine and work well together. And they've done it really well.
I think the sort of the hidden ball trick here is that green chili,
nice,
and it's bringing and it's a little bit of a suggestion. So you don't see the thing covered with green chilies like you do a cheese crisp at a Mexican restaurant. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. But there's some thought to how you've placed the ingredients and plated the ingredients on the pizza, because you want the green chili to be a little bit of an accompaniment versus an anchor ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're long strips.
That's beautiful. And
I want to see your oven, because whatever it is, it's charring everything really nice.
David does a nice job back there, so he's got all the secrets.
Yeah.
All right, man. So that's like a third generation Chonas guy.
That's right.
Picking out some great pie. That's pizza, dude.
Thank you. That
is really, really pizza. All right, where are we going next?
Well, we got this white pizza here, which I think is pretty awesome. We saw a lot of those. It's about five different white cheeses, lots of fresh garlic, olive oil, and an herb mix on there.
Five different white cheeses. All right, name them.
We got ricotta on there. We've got Romano, pecorino, mozzarella, smoked provolone, some good olive oil, and some garlic and herbs.
So this one's healthy, too?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And it's a fan favorite, but it's great with, like, artichoke and tomato or something like that.
You know, what I love about this particular slice is you're getting some differences in texture. So when you're thinking about a five-cheese blend, you're in your mind you're thinking, well, it's just going to be five cheeses all melting together, and you're just going to get this mass of cheese. Bringing that ricotta in gives it some depth, gives it some texture. So you've got these wonderful different textures going on in your mouth. White pizza, this is beautiful. So this could almost be, I mean, grab a big mo of this, do it party cut, bring it to a party, you got your garlic bread almost, and it's a pizza.
Yeah.
Man. How's that, Jamie?
It's great. And again, it's the technique. You know, a lot of the same thing I had. A lot of five cheeses just smothered with stuff, and it becomes a mushy mess. And this is when you can pick up a slice and hold it out straight.
Totally.
And it doesn't buckle and everything just slides off. Everything's kind of been done perfectly.
Well balanced, yeah.
Yeah, and it shows someone who's probably been doing this for 30 years might have learned a thing or two along the way on how thick the crust should be and how much of this you put on and how much and how you cook it and how you spin it in the oven. All those things make a difference in the final product, and I can tell they really know what they're doing here.
No, seriously, and you nailed it. I mean, there's a structural integrity to the pie here. So we've got this great Wildcat pizza, this great white pizza. You've saved this one for obvious reasons for the last pizza on our journey. What do you got going on here, man?
We got the breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
Yes.
So what time do you open?
Whenever you guys show
up. Whenever we're here.
So we start with a base, nice crust, and then we put a couple different cheeses on there, and then whatever toppings you want to put in, like a breakfast burrito or an omelet, we can put on here. This one happens to be a fresh chorizo that we get.
Oh, yeah.
And then we infuse, we have some nice potato slices in there that we put, and we infuse the egg and stuff and some herbs at the end.
You're putting potato slices and chorizo on this pie.
Yeah.
Just like that breakfast burrito that you're thinking about.
Right.
Here's a different version of it made with that Tino's style.
Right.
You ever had a breakfast pizza, Jamie?
I have, but not like this and like you told me. It's almost like a frittata batter poured over a cooked pizza crust. Mm. So this is really nice.
It all just bakes in and locks together. It's like... nice.
And you know, and any time of the day is breakfast time.
Absolutely.
I mean, I bet you've kicked out some of these late night.
This goes good with Dos Equis too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's nailed it. You know, we talk about donut and whiskey pairings. We got great breakfast pizza and beer pairings. Anyway, okay. Well, the time has come, Dino Jonas, to give one of our listeners a chance to try their hand out a little trivia and see who knows the answer to the trivia question. Have you thought about something fun to ask our listeners today?
Well, yeah, we already touched on it, but it's pretty basic. It's like, what do we call our 20-inch pizza?
Okay, so there's this 20-inch pizza at Tino's Pizza. It is magnificent in its monstrosity. It is a 20-inch pie, and you have a special name for this pie. A tribute of sorts. We want to know, what is the name of the 20-inch pizza at Tino's Pizza? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us an email now. Now it's all date-stamped and time-stamped, so we know who the first one is.
I hope my wife, Sarah, knows the answer to this question.
If you think you know the answer, send us an email now, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the answer gets a gift card to experience Tino's Pizza. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's about wings and more here. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On The Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tino's Pizza, 6610 East Tangaverde Road, right across from Trail Dust Town. Dino Jonas is Ed, back with my celebrity co-host from 520 Eats, and eating he is doing. And drinking he is doing, but not necessarily in that order. Jamie Rice!
Hello.
This is fun, man. Yeah, this should really be a two-hour show.
My wife just texted me the wrong answers.
Well, she's late anyway because, you know,
unfortunately, I'm not getting a gift.
We had a flood of emails, and the first person that answered with the right answer did not give his or her name. But that's okay. We're going to send him an email back and say, yes, you won it, but I need your name for the envelope.
Cause it was Sarah Rice.
Sarah Rice. Just unless there's any misunderstanding, right? Hi, Sarah. We're thinking about you. Love you, girl. Yes, so the answer is?
The Big Mo.
The Big Mo, like you said, named after?
My daughter.
Your daughter. All 5'2" of her,
yep,
did you say?
Yep.
And the Big Mo is probably one of the big sellers here.
It does really well, yeah.
Great. How many kids do you have?
I have three.
And they all work here?
Or they all did.
At one point?
Yeah, they all came up working through here. And
that's so awesome.
Now the grandson's kind of carrying the torch a little bit. So
that's great.
My wife just handed me a beer, and it's not to libate me. It's to tell me to give other people the chance to time to talk. What are we drinking, honey? What is this?
The newest Salida Del Sol from Sentinel.
Sentinel does a great job.
Yeah.
You've got a very impressive craft beer list.
Thank you very much. I went there last night and tried all their beers. It was great. They do a nice job over there.
Yeah, you know, and I love the story because they're all full-time working firefighters.
Right, right.
Which I think is great. They have a beer there. They're raising money for firefighters and autism. It's a 7-pepper beer. They only serve it in, an 8-ounce, and for obvious reasons, yep. It is a fiery, incendiary brew.
Well, and they just got picked up by one of the local distributors, which means they've made it to the big time.
Right.
I was in there the other night. And I bet they'll be expanding quite a bit. So it's a really great story because they're only 2 years old.
And they expanded. Yeah. They doubled the size of their place. But anyway. All right, so in addition to the pizzas and the sandwiches and the salads and such, we got some wings to take down. You have a couple of different kinds of wings for us to try?
Yep, we've got our traditional Tino's buffalo style with our Tino's hot sauce. And then we have our spicy barbecue.
Okay, I'm going to go in for the classic.
Other flavors, but these are the mainstays.
All right. Got ranch blue cheese. What do we got going on here?
Ranch.
Ranch. Going in here. This is the Tino's classic buffalo with your Tino's secret sauce. Now,
right.
give me a little tease
you
here.
You know, it has Frank's.
Does
to
it
start,
rhyme with
course.
Frank's, I was going to say.
But we do a few other things with it. And then, yeah.
Mm. And again, what we like about wings, almost like what we like about ribs, and my mouth is full. They're health food.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a tug. There's a little bit of a resistance. You don't want a wing that you pick up and it all just slides off cleanly from the bone. That means it's overcooked. So you want to have there needs to be just a little bit of work involved. And that is what you've done with these wings. Now, how long do they spend in the oven of love back there?
About 12 minutes.
12 minutes. There it is. There's the secret. Frank's hot sauce, 12 minutes. Some of the things you're keeping close to the vest. But anyway, yeah, I could take down a couple dozen of these, serve with some beautiful fresh pepperoncinis. This is your house barbecue?
Spicy barbecue.
Spicy barbecue. What gives it the spice?
We put a little bit of the Tino's in with our barbecue sauce.
Should you try the BBQ, Jamie? Because I'm going to eat and you have to talk.
Yes. I will try them right now. I'm looking, how much? It's $9.75 for, what is this, a pound of wings?
Yeah, a pound. We're about 10. About 10.
Because this time of year, the price of wings goes through the roof because of football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who never served wings has wings on the menu because everybody wants wings. So for you to be able to charge a price like that, I'm sure it doesn't change, you know.
No.
What I like about the barbecue is just this little dance, that interplay that's going between the sweet and the spice. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a wing that's barbecued chicken.
Right.
You know you're getting that wing experience, but you're getting that great balance between the sweet and the spice. I mean, look, I'm slobbering all over this microphone. Really, really good.
I like those.
Wings.
Is that the same sauce on the barbecue pizza?
Yes.
The barbecue?
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Yes.
That's really nice.
So Jamie mentioned football. This is a cool place to come just to kick back, watch some games, get some wings, some pizzas, some beers. Mm-hmm. Now, what about hours of operation? You mentioned you got a breakfast pizza. I'm sure you're not opening up at 6 a.m. No. But what are your hours of operation? How can people?
Basically, Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 9:30, and then Sunday we open from 3 to 9 to do dinner.
Are you doing a happy hour or game specials?
We do have
like
a happy hour 4 to 6. It's like a dollar off beers and all the appetizers and you know, we offer a lot of specials online. You can see at tinospizza.com. And we got lunch specials if you want to come in for a slice and a salad and a drink. There's a lot available.
And tinospizza.com, also, there's some coupons there, which I saw.
Correct.
And you can actually go to tinospizza.com right now, click on coupons, and you can get $2 off a Big Mo. That's some real savings.
Yep.
And then discounts on all kinds of other things across the menu. I love me a good coupon, tinospizza.com. And your hours, you're here for lunch and for dinner. 9:30 is when you close, or until Jamie leaves.
Until Jamie leaves, yeah, whatever
it takes. Later today.
Hey, sometimes we're here until 11 or 12. It's whatever people are enjoying, we hang out.
Now, so we tease the Valentine's Day. I would imagine Valentine's Day with the heart-shaped pizza is probably a big deal here at Tino's.
It's a big deal. Yeah, it's a pretty good day.
Now, is that a full pie or is that a slice? I couldn't see
any size.
And there's Jane Cherry. Look, the celebrities just keep coming in, Dino. Is this like another – this is a day in the life of Dino Jonas. All the celebrities – the red carpet gets rolled away. Anyway, Dino Jonas from Tino's Pizza. The hour goes by so fast when food is served with love and intention. I really want to thank you for everything you've done.
We appreciate it.
Over 30 years. And, just here's to another 30 more, right?
We appreciate it.
Dino Jonas, ladies and gentlemen. And to our celebrity co-host from 520 Eats, Jamie Rice. We're going to eat and drink a lot together this year.
I hope so.
That
I
is
really
my
hope
pledge.
So.
That is my promise. That is my resolution. Anyway, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jamie Rice reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's
On the Menu Live.
Cheers. We'll see you at Tito's. We're not going anywhere.
Awesome.
Woo!
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.